What is the specific problem addressed by the proposed method in the paper?
The specific problem addressed by the proposed method in the paper is the exploration of many-shot learning in large language models, LLMs, for in-context learning, ICL. The paper investigates how scaling the number of in-context examples, shots, affects LLM performance across diverse downstream tasks. The goal is to understand the impact of transitioning from few-shot to many-shot learning regimes on tasks such as math problem solving, question answering, summarization, algorithmic reasoning, outcome reward modeling, machine translation, planning, and sentiment analysis. The paper also aims to overcome limitations of many-shot learning, such as the need for high-quality human-generated outputs, by introducing reinforced ICL and unsupervised ICL. Additionally, the paper delves into how the learning dynamics of in-context learning change from few-shot to many-shot settings, including overcoming pre-training biases and learning non-natural language prediction tasks.
How does the proposed method or algorithm work? Illustrate step by step.
The proposed method in-context learning, ICL, allows large language models, LLMs, to learn new tasks solely from input-output examples provided at inference time. The process involves presenting a prompt to the LLM containing a set of input-output examples, known as shots, illustrating the desired task. The prompt also includes a test input, for which the model must make a prediction by conditioning on the prompt and predicting the next tokens auto-regressively. Unlike task-specific fine-tuning, ICL does not require optimizing any model parameters, enabling LLMs to perform a variety of tasks without the need for specialized training. The method of ICL is particularly beneficial in the many-shot learning regime, where a large number of shots are used for learning. Many-shot ICL leverages the recent increase in context windows of LLMs, allowing for exposure to diverse examples and potentially leading to better generalization, improved handling of complex problems, and greater control over model outputs. The process involves systematically evaluating LLM performance at different scales of in-context examples for various tasks, analyzing the effects of many-shot learning on overcoming pre-training biases and learning non-natural language tasks such as abstract mathematical functions. Additionally, the method explores the use of reinforced ICL, where model-generated rationales are used for in-context learning, and unsupervised ICL, where the model is prompted only with inputs without rationales. These approaches aim to reduce the dependence on human-generated data and enhance the adaptability and effectiveness of many-shot learning in complex reasoning and problem-solving tasks.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using many-shot learning in large language models, LLMs?
The theoretical and practical benefits of using many-shot learning in large language models, LLMs, include significant performance gains across diverse downstream tasks, such as math problem solving, question answering, summarization, algorithmic reasoning, outcome reward modeling, low resource machine translation, planning, and sentiment analysis. Many-shot learning allows for clearer task specification compared to few-shot learning, leading to improved adaptability and versatility of LLMs. By scaling the number of in-context examples, shots, LLMs can achieve maximum performance once the number of shots reaches hundreds of thousands, demonstrating the potential of many-shot learning to adapt to new tasks and domains that may not align with the model's training data. Additionally, many-shot learning can help overcome pre-training biases, learn non-natural language prediction tasks, and improve generalization capabilities, ultimately reducing biases stemming from pre-training. Furthermore, many-shot learning can enable better out-of-distribution generalization, as seen in improved transfer performance on different tasks like machine translation and question answering. Overall, many-shot learning in LLMs offers enhanced performance, adaptability, generalization, and bias reduction, making them more effective and versatile in various applications and domains.
How is the method validated or tested in the paper?
The method in the paper is validated and tested through a systematic evaluation of LLM performance at different scales of in-context examples across a wide range of tasks. The study transitions from few-shot to many-shot learning regime, analyzing its effects on various tasks such as math problem solving, question answering, summarization, algorithmic reasoning, outcome reward modeling, low resource machine translation, planning, and sentiment analysis. The performance gains across these tasks are compared using several hundreds or thousands of shots with Gemini 1.5 Pro. Additionally, the paper introduces reinforced and unsupervised in-context learning to reduce the dependence on human-generated data, showing that model-generated rationales or using only problems can be more effective than human-generated rationales in many-shot learning. The study also explores how learning dynamics change from few-shot to many-shot learning, demonstrating the potential of many-shot learning to adapt to new tasks and domains. The method is further validated by evaluating its ability to overcome pre-training biases, learn non-natural language tasks, and analyze the sensitivity to example ordering and the predictability of negative log likelihood for ICL performance. The results are presented through performance metrics, visualizations, and comparisons with state-of-the-art models, establishing the effectiveness and versatility of many-shot in-context learning across a diverse set of tasks and scenarios.
What results were achieved with the many-shot learning approach on various downstream tasks?
The many-shot learning approach achieved significant performance gains across various downstream tasks when using several hundreds or thousands of shots with the Gemini 1.5 Pro model. The results showed that compared to few-shot learning, many-shot learning led to substantial performance improvements on tasks such as math problem solving, question answering, summarization, algorithmic reasoning, outcome reward modeling, low resource machine translation, planning, and sentiment analysis. The maximum performance was often achieved once the number of shots reached up to hundreds of thousands of tokens. Additionally, many-shot learning was found to be more effective in overcoming pre-training biases and learning non-natural language prediction tasks compared to few-shot learning. The study also introduced reinforced and unsupervised in-context learning approaches, which showed promising results in enhancing the effectiveness of many-shot learning on complex reasoning tasks. Overall, the many-shot learning approach demonstrated its potential to adapt to new tasks and domains, leading to improved performance across a diverse set of downstream tasks.
What are the limitations or drawbacks of using the many-shot learning approach in LLMs?
The limitations or drawbacks of using the many-shot learning approach in LLMs include the need for high-quality, human-generated outputs, especially in complex reasoning tasks like GPQA. This requirement can be a constraint, as it necessitates significant resources and expert knowledge to create these outputs. Additionally, the potential issue of false positives with model-generated rationales poses a challenge, as incorrect reasoning chains could lead to the correct final answer, impacting performance negatively. Moreover, the order of examples within the prompt can significantly influence model performance, indicating a sensitivity to prompt ordering that can affect the overall effectiveness of many-shot learning. Another drawback is that the negative log likelihood, NLL, may not reliably predict ICL performance on downstream tasks, as observed in the study, suggesting that NLL trends may not always align with actual task performance. Furthermore, the reliance on a large number of shots for many-shot learning may not always guarantee improved performance, as seen in cases where performance plateaus or declines after a certain point, indicating diminishing returns with increasing shots.